This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. It's our final story of the day in just a moment. If you've got any feedback you want to give us, you've got around 15 minutes or so to do so here on Enterprise Biz Bytes. Do we have anything, Chris? What have you got?
So on Instagram, I have Afik Nazar who says, liberating the durian e-commerce sounds interesting. And we've also got PDX3156 who says, miss those days of durian buffets at SS2. Durian e-commerce is only for the premium varieties.
Actually, I can tell you something about that. I ordered some non-premium durian online from one of our very well-known delivery services. I paid 65 ringgit, I believe it was, which is, you know...
Durian
prices for 1 kilogram of de-shelled durian delivered to my house. It was durian kampung and it was delicious.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, so we all chipped in and we had a bit of a durian thing. Anyway, enough about my durian habits. Let's talk about somebody else's durian habits and their business. So this is about Penang durian sellers actually going online. And instead of relying on just that little market around there, some Penang-based durian sellers have taken to social media to sell their wares to customers in other states. Aren't we lucky? The Balik Pulau durian season in Penang usually starts in late May and will come to an end at the end of July or early August, depending on weather conditions. And it's certainly in full swing right now, but many of the durian sellers saw a dip in business due to restrictions on cross-district and interstate travel this year. So they're adapting accordingly, as we are forever advising you, go digital. Li Eng Leong of 638 Durian, for example, has a long list of customers from all over the country. So he turned to e-commerce and started promoting his durians online. First on Facebook last year, then by signing up for the Penang Island City Council's MBPP Jombeli online initiative earlier this year. So he says, my revenue from selling durians online was a record high compared to other years before going online. The demand for his durians is so good that he even arranges for his durians to be delivered to KL a few times a week. So he took over the business from his father about 5 years ago, has a durian orchard covering 60 to 70 acres in Balik Pulau that can produce between 2,000 to 3,000 kg of durians per day at the peak of the durian season in June.
Wow. 2,000
to 3,000 kg per day.
Is that your paradise?
Yeah, it may well be. orders can be made through his Facebook page. It's Leong 638 Durian, just so you know. Then there are those who are not growers but have made a business out of delivering Balik Pulau durians to customers outside of Penang. So a guy called Jude owns an events management company, but the pandemic meant he suddenly found himself with a lot of time on his hands, so he pivoted to delivering durians from Balik Pulau to KL, Ipoh, and even Langkawi. So he started this impromptu business venture last year. And this year, he set up a new Facebook page, Kebun Symphony, to manage the growing number of orders. He said he has an expanding list of customers in Penang, KL, Ipoh, and Langkawi. Even has clients from Singapore who would order durians for their friends, relatives, and business associates in Malaysia. That's nice of them, right? He said they have durian sets of 180 ringgit to 200 ringgit for 4 boxes of durians, so customers can opt to pay for that in installments in their Eat Now, Pay Later scheme. Brilliant. And now that the Balik Pulau durian season is coming to an end, he said he has durian farmer contacts in Raub, so he can deliver Musang King, D24, Ang He, and XO durians to customers all over Malaysia. Another durian seller who delivers durians down to KL 2 to 3 times a week is Penang Atiek Durian. Atiek Durian stall at Lorong Susu used to get customers from other states and Singapore during the durian season. However, due to travel restrictions again, they have to resort to durian deliveries and accept orders from other states for delivery. He says, we'll drive the durians down to KL if we get 4 to 5 orders, so it's best the customers pre-order with us. He added that they also deliver to Kedah and Ipoh if there are orders from customers there. They have a Facebook page, of course. It's Penang Atiek Durian. Another one, Chang Pu Chang, has said that he has all the popular durian varieties that customers can pre-order for delivery. They'll send them down to here in KL a few times per week, depending on the number of orders we get. But now we're nearing at the end of the season, so supplies are less. He'll promote them on his Facebook page so customers can order if they want. And of course, delivery charges will apply. I'm not so sure how much delivery charges would be from Penang, but I'm guessing it's not going to be so cheap. So
especially if you're weighing it in kgs.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So order in bulk would be my suggestion. Yeah. You know, eat now, pay later, according to them. Anyway, orders can be made on their Facebook page. It's Dorian Suhuat. Great stuff, right?
It is.
I kind of love this. I think, you know, it's again one of those things that we've been talking about a lot throughout the past, as you mentioned earlier, almost 2 years now. But, you know, but in all seriousness, it's nice to see, I guess, the sort of progress from, you know, a lot of these smaller sellers and a lot of these MSMEs, right, who are now, you know, actually taking advantage of social media and connections and having, you know, a lot of success in this field as well.
I mean, just before Arvin, this guy's just chimed in here, Loka Kokyuan, who said, you know, it's very sad that now fruits are more expensive than electrical products, even have installment schemes. I mean, yeah, that's the state of affairs that we're in.
I mean, they're fruits.
Yeah.
And then they're durians.
That's, oh, yes.
You know.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of which, there was a story that I meant to mention at the end of this story. And I very nearly forgot
about innovation.
It. An innovation, yeah. Coming out of Indonesia, they have grown thornless durians after 12 years of experimenting. Now, I showed Arvin this story this morning, and he kind of rolled his eyes. Mm-hmm. And what was the words that you said?
I said the word duri is in durian. Yes. So these are just uns. So you got a kg of uns.
Wow. Would it make a difference, you know, if buying them, if they were thorny or not to you?
I mean, is this the same as like seedless grapes? I mean, for some people, it's just easier to...
I do love seedless grapes.
I love seedless grapes.
But I think same. For me, it's like I don't... First of all, I don't actually consume durian that much in the first place. Second of all, I don't even know how to open them normally anyway. Mm. Do the thornless ones open differently? I don't think so, right?
No, I mean, imagine they open the same, yeah.
So why?
Well, I mean, they can be difficult, obviously, if you're trying to open them and they do hurt your hands.
Right.
Yeah.
So just for the no...
Just
for the convenience?
It's like beginner durian.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah. I wanted to ask you, though, when's the first time you had a durian?
I would imagine, I think about the third or fourth week that I was here in Malaysia.
Oh, so fast.
So, and I remember being absolutely disgusted by it, right? And then kind of put it off for a very long time. Mm. And then I was off on a journey somewhere. And somebody said, let's just stop for some durian. And I'm like, okay, well, I'll try it a second time. Mm-hmm. And it was at that moment
that
it got me. And I'm like, okay, this is fantastic. What is this? I want more. And since then, hooked.
Second question for both of you guys. Creamy or the fibrous types?
Look, okay, let me clarify right now. I'm not a big durian person. I actually only ate durian for the first time about 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And even then, I'm not like, I'm neutral. I like it. I'm not crazy about it. I also don't hate it. I also think people react very strongly to something that I don't think actually warrants that strong of a reaction in the first place. But to answer your question, the only ones I've tried have been sort of creamy, therefore.
Any. Any. Right, on that note, we should probably wrap up. But creamy probably.
Now you know what to send to Rich.
Absolutely. Yeah. We should probably wrap up, of course, because I need to get home and order some of these things. Guys, have yourself a fantastic weekend. But before you do that, let's run through the stories that we covered today. What do we start off with?
So we started off with Speed Home's 7 million ringgit Series A funding.
Then we spoke about SMEs and how they are urged to capitalize on government grants and deals.
And then we spoke about how some of the Penang durian sellers are going online and selling their wares from up in Penang and delivering down to KL.
They're staying sharp.
Oh, Arvin, well done. You can have that. Round of applause for you.
Thank you.
Folks, if you missed any part of this show and Arvin's puns, you can download the podcast wherever you normally listen to your podcast from. We recommend the BFM app. It's available in the Apple App Store or Google Play. Coming up after the 1 o'clock news, though, of course, is the Breakfast Grill replay. It's with Alvin Chua, the president of the Federation of Malaysian Freight Forwarders. That's all coming up after the 1 o'clock news. To take us up to the top of the hour, it's the Queens of the Stone Age with No One Knows here on BFM 89.9. Have a great weekend. Stay safe. We'll be back in just a couple of weeks. Audrey and Frida back in the studio next week here on Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.